Hey, 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 it's Camille Rose Fields here. Welcome to the Radical Radiance Show. Thank you so much for joining in on episode 2. I've got an incredible guest waiting for you today. I'm so excited. My good friend Nadine Artemis is on the show today. I had the absolute pleasure of getting to visit Nadine earlier this year at her home in Canada, and so I got to do this interview in person, which makes it a little extra special. It was a little extra personal because we were there together, and also you might hear a few kid background noises. Our children and some other friends' children were playing in the lake there, so it's a really fun, casual interview. I can't wait for you to hear it. And I just want to let you know a little bit about Nadine before we get started. Nadine is the author of Renegade Beauty and Holistic Dental Care. She's also a frequent commentator on health and beauty for media outlets, and her products have received rave reviews in the New York Times, the National Post, and the Hollywood Reporter. Described by Alanis Morissette herself as a true sense visionary, Nadine has formulated a stunning collection of rare and special botanical compounds. Her healing creations, along with her concept of renegade beauty, encourages effortlessness and inspires people to rethink conventional notions of beauty and wellness. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it. Can't wait to hear what you think.
So whatever feels good in the moment.
Your hair looks really good.
Thanks. Your hair always looks amazing. All right, so welcome everybody. This is my good friend Nadine Artemis. I'm so excited and honored to interview her today. I want to tell a quick story. The first day, I just remembered this recently. The very first day I met Nadine, it was a big group of people. We were hiking in the woods for hours. And somebody needed to cut something. I think it was like, it was either a mushroom on a tree we were gonna harvest, a root we were picking or something. And everybody's like, but we have nothing to cut with, we need a knife. Nadine comes up, she's got her leg and her just damn good boots on. She reaches in, pulls out a knife, and we had a knife to use. And I was like, oh my God, this woman had a knife in her boot. And it was just the coolest move ever. And I've probably worn a pocket knife on my body somewhere since then. But it was this one, it was this image that stayed with me, like, all right, this woman's a badass. Watch and listen, learn, soak it up, you know? And I love that. I'll never forget that story and that experience. And Nadine is somebody that's been a complete inspiration and a force of so many incredible topics, so many wonderful things that we all love to learn about for so many years. Like, it never ends. There's always just more, I feel, with you, and I love that about you, and thank you for being a leader in all of the movements all over the planet in so many ways. And she's written books, and she has a very inspiring, incredible company, Living Libations. Check it out, livinglibations.com. And welcome, Nadine.
Thank
I'm
you.
So happy to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be interviewed by you, so we can have some good conversations.
Yeah. So today we're going to focus on sunshine, and this is something that is one of those topics where everybody's, you know, there's lots of different opinions floating around out there on the internet, and Nadine has a really grounded approach and something that I've been really inspired by for a long time. And so I would love to pick your brain and share with our audience tips, why we need sunshine. So
let's rock it.
Okay, so basically let's start a little bit with, like, a lot of people I find don't know what vitamin D really is and what it does in our bodies or why we even need it. For so many years, I think most people assume, oh, it's just in the group of vitamins. What, you know, it's just like vitamin C. We just need it for our health to survive. But it does so much more than that. So I was wondering if you can give our listeners just a quick overview of what this thing actually does in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, vitamin D is not a vitamin.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, but yes, we'll still call it that because that's the name of it.
That's the name of it, right.
Yeah, it's actually a hormonal precursor.
Right.
And with the literal vitamin D supplement now too, and with our decades of fear of the sun, people often think, great, we can just take vitamin D supplements and then stay out of the sun and cover up and we'll be fine. And that's actually not true because we need... So the vitamin D that's out there,
yeah,
it's a good thing. I'm glad we have it. It's fat soluble.
Yeah.
It's great for people like you and I live in long winters.
Right.
And we need that sunshine. We need the vitamin D. But it's a fat soluble. So when our skin engages with sunlight, that union, that relationship produces a vitamin D, which is not a vitamin D,
right,
the hormonal precursor. And it's actually a water-soluble vitamin D that courses through our body. So it's like a different medium.
Okay.
And that's really needed. Mm-hmm. So sure, take the vitamin D in the winters, or if you're really depleted, you might have to bring something up, your levels up. But that vitamin D that the sun produces is like no other. And inside our bodies, it is a catalyst for so many actions.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates like a cholesterol sulfate, which... you know, forget about the word cholesterol, but it's a very much needed cholesterol sulfate in our body.
Right.
It activates microbial peptides and it activates our innate immune system, which is a huge part of our skin.
Yeah.
Also, all over our body, not just on the skin where we would receive sunshine, there are thousands upon thousands of vitamin D receptors.
Wow.
Including in places where the sun doesn't shine. It's
right.
just like all over.
Right, all over the body.
All over. And these receptors, if they're not brimming with vitamin D, then we leave the space for bacterial lignans to come in and fill up those receptors.
Mm.
And that is like an attack on your innate immune system.
Right.
So I think of that as something akin to like, you know, robbers going to do a building, and then it's like could be complicated, but all they have to do is like switch off that alarm system because there's no vitamin D in there,
right?
And then they can just invade.
Mm-hmm.
And at the turn of the century, we were getting science that started to know about that and heliotherapy and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but obviously, we've made a lot of scientific advances. But they were just seeing how heliotherapy, sunlight therapy, and having whole hospitals that existed around this,
right,
where people would come from all over Europe and just start tanning slowly but surely over a course of months high up in the Alps to take care of things, like Epstein-Barr virus, tuberculosis, rickets,
immune system,
and all immune
issues,
wound healing,
right?
You know, from that time and different things. So now we have a scientific explanation for understanding why it does help with Epstein-Barr today,
mm-hmm.
or like there's over, I'm sure it's increased by now because I think it was about 5 years ago, there was over 2,500 studies on vitamin D levels in our body.
Right.
And it just like slashes disease risk, slashes cancer risk. For example, if your vitamin D levels are sufficient, breast cancer risk is reduced by 50%.
Oh my God.
It's huge.
That's huge. Cuts it right in half.
Totally.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Important. It's so important. It's definitely like one of the, you know, leading health issues I think out there is just the deficiency because it does so many things in our bodies. And can you talk a bit about the importance of, I know that, you know, you don't want to use soap the day that you're getting your vitamin D on your skin and why that is and why it's good to use oils, and a bit about the sebum on our skin and how that all works with showering right after the beach or showering, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm all stinky and sweaty and I got to go immediately take a hot shower and what that does. So how can we best absorb what we're actually getting when we're in the sun?
Yeah. So you can even go deeper than that. If you think about like, again, it's a relationship, it's a union. The sun's not doing stuff to like in a way, right? It's like,
right,
what are you bringing to that, those rays,
right,
to that cosmic union? Yeah. And it's really like a pollination for us. like we think of photosynthesis in plants, and it's our form of photosynthesis. It is creating catalytic, necessary, essential reactions, biological things in our body that we cannot live without.
Right.
Hence, disease would continue if you're not sufficient.
Right.
So, yeah, you want to protect your tanning, so to speak. So even like you can think about like, what are you bringing that to that? So are you bringing a dehydrated Coca-Cola infused coffee drinking, like regular coffee drinking, like all that dehydrated chemical laden body into the sun?
Right.
Because there will be some catalytic reactions with that as well.
Yes.
Are you frying in oxybenzene, which is like the main ingredient of active sunscreen. Like the active ingredient.
Yeah.
And it is banned in a lot of countries, like Europe, where they have some higher standards.
Right.
And it's I love this one because it's a non-carcinogenic ingredient until it's exposed to sunlight.
Oh my God. Right. And it's like, who's wearing sunscreen and not being in the sun?
Totally.
Okay. Right. Hello.
Well, you know, there's so much sunscreen paranoia that I feel like I've seen women, you know, it's like we've been trained. It's trained to like, oh, if they're going like, you know, sort of from the parking lot to the mall, they must, you know, put on their put SPF with their makeup on
right
for
there.
That like 5 minutes of exposure.
Right, right.
And that's just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you do. So you want to be hydrated. You want to, you know, whole foods are obviously going to help because of, you know, when you're eating a rainbow of pigments, there is literally studies that show like, you know, eating rich pigmented food is creating your internal sunscreen. And then so once you finish tanning, you don't want to be showering in fluoride or chlorinated water.
Right.
So that's a key. Like, sure, jump in a fresh lake, or if you have well water, you'll be fine. But you know, chlorine swimming pools, chlorinated showers, it's going to deplete the D. It's going to complete like what you've just been activating in your body.
Right.
And yeah, and you don't want to use soap. So I mean, you could have, if you have a clean shower, or even if you have a wash shower filter, and you could like do your pits, obviously,
right
you could like freshen
take
up,
take a rinse, does it matter cold or hot water?
I think cold's really good, but it's not, you know, it's okay, but I feel like after you've had the heat, it's great to have that alternative. But you don't want to, you know, you never really want to soap your body anyway. There's this, your thigh never needs to be soaped up, you know, ever. And you don't want to ever soap your face. So, you know, there's that.
Totally. I think the soap is a really funny one, and we can dive into that maybe another time. But can you talk a little bit about, like, I know that there's other benefits of sunlight.
Totally,
and, like, what are the other things, just even aside from vitamin D, that we want to, why we want the sunlight in our lives? Maybe somebody who's listening has plenty of vitamin D in their system, but also, and that could be coming from the sun or however, but what are the other benefits to having sunshine, ample sunshine on our bodies?
Well, I feel like we could talk about, praise all the benefits, and then there's still going to be a huge chunk of people, a huge segment that will be like, but I'm so afraid to get like wrinkled and melasma hyperpigmented skin.
Right.
So, like, we could maybe undo that a bit, unpack that a bit, and then the benefits will seem a little more exciting. Well, first of all, like, doctors used to even, I have quotes, which I won't remember right now, but I'm such a subject, I dedicated a whole chapter in my book, Renegade Beauty, that will have, you know, all the science and the footnotes and all that. And, it's a great paragraph that talks about that dentists prescribe sunlight for acne and eczema, psoriasis, and even to clear up wrinkles.
Oh my goodness.
It's like, it's an internal lubrication that we can't manufacture without literal sunshine.
Right.
And that internal lubrication actually keeps us really oiled up and lubed up from the inside.
Right.
So it's like keeps the cells puffy in a way. You know what I mean? Like, it's a sort of a strange way to describe
full.
It. Yeah, full.
Full and not like kind of shrunken and crinkled and
on the micro level.
And,
exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, tanning and then having like a standard diet and being dehydrated and drinking Coca-Cola might sort of end you up in that leather realm.
Right. Leathery skin.
Yeah.
Potential to have like skin issues or even precancerous skin spots or something again, along those lines.
Yeah, and the and then there's the sun and cancer issues. And really what we understand now, well, some of us understand, is that melanoma, which is devastating.
Yes.
The stats aren't showing at all that it's from the sun, you know?
Right.
It's like if you live closer to the equator, you have a less chance of getting it. With more activity outside, you're less likely to have melanoma than an indoor worker under fluorescent lights.
Right. Right.
You know, so there's a whole other thing going on there, and I really appreciate the work of Dr. Bernard Ackerman. Mm-hmm. He passed away in 2009, but he's, you know, great work up until then, and he was the founding father of dermatopathology, which is the study of disease on the skin. So it's a little more disease focused than like dermatology.
Yes.
You know, and he was the founding father of that, and he was wrote a whole book on the myths of melanoma. It's a huge chunk, it's hard to find, and it's juicy, and of course it's got tons of studies, so I highly recommend that book. And it was great though, because he's just like this tan doctor, and he's like, you know, really praising the sun. And he's a really rad writer. It's like he's really radical and slightly lyrical.
Dr. Bernard Ackerman. Okay.
If you're hardcore into that. And I love the old books on sun. It's around the turn of the century. There's so much wisdom in there. But I digress. We're talking about, so the skin and the sun. So it actually is beneficial.
Right.
It's going to be activating the microbial peptides. And it's going to be keeping the microbiome of the skin very happy.
Yes.
So that's important. So there's a surface level, there's a interior level that the sun's working on in all the ways. It's like sunlight is so important for our bones. So it's not really just about the skin. It's just required everywhere.
Can you just quickly explain microbial peptides to anybody that's not quite aware
of
what that means?
It's like, it's just kind of a system that's part of our immune system.
Right.
And when they're active, it just helps our immune system work better.
Right. And so, it's part of the microbiome and why we need all of that, like good healthy bacteria on our skin.
Exactly. And you know, it's kind of gross, but the bacteria, it needs like the sebum and the different things to eat off our skin too. So that's also a reason to not shower in chlorine and all of that, because we need to keep the garden and everything fed. And then what else does it do for skin? So you don't want to get burned. You know, you obviously it can be overdone.
Right.
But you want to build up that melanin. That's our protection. And we're kind of like a solar panel, so we need to get charged.
Yes.
And that's it. You know, it's actually a bit of an, I find like tanning is like so fun. Like it's actually like a favorite activity of mine, and it helps to develop muscles. It's a great workout.
Yeah.
Olympic athletes in Greece were required to work out in the sun and to suntan. The original gymnasiums were all outside.
Right.
So there's a whole thing about that. And in the 1920s, Dr. Auguste Rollier also realized that, you know, it does create muscle growth. Interesting though, none of the health benefits would happen if people wore sunglasses.
Oh my God.
So there's a whole part of like the reception of the wavelengths through the eyes that we don't fully know about, but it also obviously speaks to practices like sun gazing.
Yeah.
And we do know that the wavelengths going through the eyes do activate the suprachiasmatic nucleus inside the brain, which activates or balances or speaks to all of our circadian rhythms and all of that.
Yes.
So it's juicy stuff.
It's juicy stuff. So speaking of the sunglasses and getting sun through the light, I remember we had a conversation about this once. About not tanning through a window.
Yeah.
And so we had a conversation. I live in Maine, Nadine lives in Canada, and so we've got these long winters, and sometimes we talk about how do we get some sunshine in February, and we have our little ways of figuring that out. And I was in my greenhouse getting sunlight through the window and telling you about it, and you're like, wait, you're only going to get one side of it. And I know that also with sunscreens, you only get either UVB or UVA,
just
and the
UVA,
same with sunglasses.
Yeah.
And so why do we need both UVB and UVA rays?
That's a great question. So UVA needs its ultraviolet partner, UVB.
Yes.
Now there's a lot of wavelengths and colors and UV things, but we don't know it all yet. Like what's in a solar ray is still, there's things to be discovered. But we do know enough, and what we do know is that UVB and UVA need to be together. So getting sun through a window, now that doesn't mean like ambient light in your home. It's just literally like, I'm going to sit here and bake, or I'll be letting like not just like one car ride, but every day the car ride hitting your sun, sun coming through the car window.
Right.
That's just going to give you UVA, mm-hmm. and sunscreen just gives you UVA, and UVA on its own mm-hmm. is sun damaging.
I'm just going to move this to like,
yeah,
real quick, maybe right here.
And so sunscreen separates UVA from UVB. So you only get the sun. So when it's UVA is fine with the UVB, but on its own, isolated, it's creating sun damage things. So there's a lot of studies from, you know, places like the New England Journal of Medicine that show that the use of sunscreen, and actually there was a Cochrane review that took like, because I believe that's the review that collates many studies and then looks at them all together.
Yes.
And use of sunscreen creates more freckles, more moles, more sun damage mm-hmm. than without. Mm-hmm. The body, you don't want to get sunburned, but the DNA in your body is designed to process sunburn on the skin.
Right.
Again, you don't want to repeat it a lot in one area, but, you know, and then we can talk about things to rectify that. Mm-hmm. So that's a real danger with sunscreen is it's just UVA. Mm-hmm. So you're just totally getting what you don't want. And it's the UVB that has all the vitamin D. So you're literally creating a whole sun damage system, and then you're not getting the medicine.
The benefits, yeah.
Totally. And when we use sunscreen, we deactivate our own body's warning system of saying, hey, your mm-hmm. skin's red. Go mm-hmm. inside. Go seek some shade.
Yeah, put a shirt on.
Yeah. So we're anesthetizing our interaction with the cosmos.
Right.
It's not a good idea.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So we want both rays, and then we can look to things like botanicals to help us. I call them sun harmonizers.
Yes, okay.
So, you know, SPF as a system is only regulated to synthetic ingredients. So that classification.
Right.
So you can't really, I think of it more sort of metaphorically.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
You know, like they tested red raspberry seed oil and it has like an SPF sort of equivalence of a 25.
Sure. Okay.
Because it has this thing where it can scatter the sun's rays. It's really interesting. But, you know, you can't just slather on red raspberry oil and then sit in the sun for 6 hours because, you know, it's all about where you are, the longitude, the latitude, the weather, your skin type.
Yes.
And you've got to see how is my body doing with that ingredient. So you have to just sort of test things out.
Yeah.
So we use that as one of our ingredients. But even things like jojoba, olive oil, coconut, that to me, they all have like an SPF of like a 6 to an 8.
Okay.
So if you just put that on, olive oil, you could extend your time in the sun, you know, depending on for 10 minutes, half an hour.
Right.
So when you're working with all the botanicals, so we concoct that everybody loves the sunshine, and then we throw in like high pigmented things.
Okay.
Because they have a natural sun protection quality as well. So
Sea buckthorn. Antioxidants.
Totally.
Yeah.
Calendula. Mm-hmm. They're rich in red raspberry seed oil. You know, there's all colors which mm-hmm. help. And so that, I think of it, it harmonizes your skin with the sun's rays. So it's just like a better, smoother ride.
Right.
And then you find, like, it's amazing. Like, some people are like, I can stay in the sun for 4 hours longer now. Some people, it just gives them 15 minutes. So you have to really work it out. Then we take that, and then we have a version with zinc. So, again, they don't have SPFs, but zinc is a block. So it's literally a sun block.
Right.
So you don't really get much in between, in a way. You're not going to get... But is that, I don't know what that's like. You know how they have like the SPF like 8, 16, or 12, 14, 20, you know what I mean? Like, that's a system that's like a bit different.
Right, it's only for synthetics.
Yeah, but you got the block if you need it. We got a lot of bugs here.
Yeah, it's okay. We're in the elements, like really in the elements. The sunshine is right here, you know.
Yeah.
So botanicals don't block one of the UVB or UVA. They kind of just like help you symbiotically work with the sun.
Yeah, and then there are times like surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You'll put some zinc, you know? And then how zinc works is it reflects the rays.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so you're not absorbing them. It just kind of bounces off.
Oh, it's a little bit like wearing white or something, right?
Yeah, and you kind of do because it is white.
It's a little whiter. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that's the solution for that. And then another area that our botanicals are just so great to us studies show, and the studies show that essential oils, things like sandalwood, mm-hmm. geranium, and again, all ingredients that we use in our sun oils, mm-hmm. They're able to stop the cells from going down a malevolent pathway. So they stop them from going into that sort of chaos and disorganization, yes. can bring it back and heal things like melasma and hyperpigmentation, reorganize the cells up to their more optimal space. So if there are things or melasma spots or you don't know, you can, you know, so many oils will help bring that back, like
right.
frankincense applied 3 times a day to right. carry our sandalwood. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we created our doodabs and the mm-hmm. soothsayer mm-hmm. as sort of hyperpigmentation melasma package, mm-hmm. or like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Right.
We'll just keep applying things, you know.
Right, to help reverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just, yeah, and clear up the area.
Right.
I mean, obviously there's going to be some situations that you might have to check out what the situation is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there are
a lot
solutions.
Of people get damage from mm-hmm. early on, you know, in life or even now, and are just kind of getting turned on to the idea that we can actually protect our skin mm-hmm. and get the medicine that we need mm-hmm. from the sun.
Hey guys, how are you loving this interview so far? I gotta say, I really love picking Nadine's brain. It's just one of my favorite things ever. She is the creator of so many incredible products and really helping people all around the world radically shift their self-care routines and clean up their bathroom cabinets. I have to give a shout out to her incredible company doing amazing things, Living Libations. I personally have been a user of the Living Libations line for many years, back in the days when there was just a handful of products. And I can personally attest to the high integrity and quality behind these ingredients and the products themselves. It's not just a shampoo or a lotion or a mouthwash or a cuticle treatment. It's like a full body aromatic healing spa experience. Yeah, that's right. A spa-like experience, even with just a toothbrushing or a dry brush with a few drops of essential oil or a hair oil treatment. I have had the most blessed opportunity to get to see their brand new gorgeous headquarters building in Canada, and let's just say it's really quite a sight to see. So I wanted to encourage you all to check out her entire product line at livinglibations.com, and we've put together a sweet little deal for 10% off your order. Just visit the website livinglibations.com and use the code RADIANCE10 to get the discount. Again, that code is RADIANCE1010 to get that discount. All right, enjoy. Back to our interview.
So can we talk about when our skin starts to get a little pink and what we should do at that point, and kind of healthy ways of, like, as soon as it's spring, wherever you live in the world, or whenever it's time to start going out more, you know, summer season is coming, what are ways that we can help our bodies with absorbing sunshine better? Like, do we start small? You know, what are, can you give us some tips on just proper absorption of the sun and how mm-hmm. we can have a really long, healthy summer mm-hmm. with getting that sunshine?
Yeah, so you want to start early and then do it slowly but surely. So I'll start as soon as I can, like, because mm-hmm. I feel it. Like, I'm just feeling it by, like, January. Like, oh, there, I feel like there it all goes.
Yeah.
You know, just like,
not oh, yeah, every day. My tan goes.
Yeah,
in the middle of the winter, I'm like,
but I feel like it's not even about my skin tone. It's just about, like, the internal, like, you just
yes.
feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily we have sliders in their sun, like mm-hmm. glass doors that we can open. And mm-hmm. so I'll just lay on the floor with the windows open. And it's great because then I'm getting an air bath. Mm-hmm. I'm getting really fresh air, cleansing my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'll keep doing. Now, the rays aren't really that, they're not really even the right length to do too much, but it feels right.
Right.
So we're doing
right.
it.
We're doing
but,
it.
But yeah, so, it, you know, up in this latitude, from November to March, you're really, it's a different, you know, it's not, the ray's not long enough.
Right. So yeah. in the, kind of in the north, I feel like it was, I looked this up one time and it was like kind of like halfway up the U.S. and
yeah,
like the top section there is not really getting the right angle with the sun until that March window.
Yeah, but and you can get, there's a good app, it's called DMinder, and then you put in your longitude, latitude, and the day, and it will literally say like, oh great, today, like literally today, it would tell us how long we would lie out to get like X amount of vitamin D. So that's a really good thing to do as well, especially as you're getting used to, you want, it's a new relationship with your body, so you need to understand it. You need to observe yourself and your skin and figure that out. But you start slowly and surely, but start, you know, and if you're really freaked out about wrinkles in your face, then wear a hat and tan the rest of your body. There's enough footage, you know, skin there to get the vitamin D going.
Yeah.
And there is the 20-minute thing, which is good, but it's like, well, you got to flip and you could do your sides, like kind of rotisserie yourself through the sunshine.
Right.
So yeah, 20 minutes, but that's just like on the front.
Right.
Then you got to flip.
Right.
And you could do like, you know, do the flip and even like the side tanning for like 10 minutes. So you, you could get, definitely get a good hour.
Yeah.
And even when you're doing, again, just sort of thinking in 20-minute segments.
Yeah.
And then I really just watch the weather, and it's like, and then I look at where I can get the little hits, even if it's sort of a cloudy day, but like you, I look at the hourly and it's like, oh, but from 10 to 11, it's going to be out and I'm going to take my moment there or work outside so I can get it. And then it's not about stay out of the sun from 11 till 3. It's actually solar rays are beneficial. You want to be looking at the morning to the solar noon window, which for some people, like here, it's 1 o'clock right now.
Okay.
So you're like, and the morning sun, even on a sort of more spiritual level, is also where you're getting all the beneficial negative ions.
Okay.
And then in the noon hour, it switches to a positive ion. But it's the negative ions that are more beneficial for humans. So there's that, and there's like, you know, things even within the Kundalini tradition that are really about the morning sun on the spine and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So if, you know, just
you're
other,
into that.
Yeah, if you're into that.
Look into it more.
Totally. And, yeah, and just do, you know, just whatever you feel comfortable with, but really as much skin as can be exposed as possible.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I have this elaborate system of many acres so that I can expose all my
all
skin.
All skin. Yeah, for full protection from the land around you. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm really, like, so happy that I don't have to have tan lines anymore.
Right.
It just feels like it's all joined. I don't know why. It just feels more, like, less disjointed to not have that experience. But I know that I'm so lucky because I actually
can't. You know, my parents live in a city.
Yeah.
And they figure it out.
Oh, great.
So, you know, if they can figure out where to put the curtains up for what time of the day to get naked sunshine in, anybody can probably figure it out.
This
at least
true.
For a few times in the summertime.
Yes.
You know, you can get there. You can figure it out. I've often been curious about tan lines and how so many women get disease in the breasts, right?
Yeah.
So many women are getting diseases and things in our, you know, in where the sun doesn't shine, right? And you were saying we've got these receptors, the vitamin D receptors in all of these places, and how important that could actually be for our health to get sun fully in the entire on the entire body.
And again, these vitamin D receptors are everywhere.
Right.
So
Right.
We don't know all about it yet, but it's really, you know, it's really key. It's key to the microbiome. Anything, you reminded me of a quote. Doreen Virtue quote, it's like an anonymous Italian saying, but the doctor goes where the sun doesn't shine. Like if it's kind of saying if you don't get the sunshine, the doctor's gonna end up there.
Right. Right. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I'm not even sure that and you kind of touched on it before. The wrinkles thing, it's like I see more laughing wrinkles and smiling and like I have this frustration, you know, staring at a screen too long, wrinkle that happens here, and I'm not really sure. I'm out in the sun a lot, and I don't really feel like it's actually being caused by that.
I don't
know if I'm just making this up or it just feels intuitive. at this point, but I feel like there's something to that.
There's something to that. I feel like it's really, I've always enjoyed the sun. You know, I definitely had the same upbringing as a lot and have the sunblock and then end up burning because, I don't know, I always felt also rebellious. I'm like, I don't want to wear the sunblock, and then I'd be wearing baby oil and crinkles. So I definitely have had, you know, the teenage years were some burns and not burns.
I was in like tanning beds and accidentally falling asleep. It was like bad. Like, I don't know what kind of damage I did at that point. But I knew I wanted to feel the tan. It was such a deep desire.
I did too.
It was a,
totally.
And so something I experienced was I worked inside for, I worked from home, but on the computer a lot. Many, many 40 to 70 hour weeks sometimes. And I was very pale for, you know, in my kind of earlier adult years, I was very pale. Everybody thought I would just fry right up, be a lobster in the sun if I went out even for a few minutes, which it happened and it didn't happen. And I remember just one year feeling like, you know what? I know the sun's good for me. I'm going to work on this year. And I started tanning and I was like, did the gentle little bit in the spring, added up, and I was like, oh, I didn't burn. This is so weird. And then I just started getting more and more tan. And then people started calling me like sun baby. And I was like, this is so bizarre. I just, for years, I've thought I've been just fair skinned and pale and almost that like ghosty white, like just translucent skin feeling color. And then come to find out, I actually like can get very tan by the end of the summer.
Yes.
As long as I'm doing it in a safe way, right? I'm not doing it so that I'm burning. And there's this one fly that keeps cornering me. And it's just been so fascinating to feel that experience for myself and be able to tell other people about it. Is actually, I don't even burn a little bit anymore.
Yeah.
I might the very first day if I'm just, I did it a little bit, not this year, last year. I was like, it's summer. Yeah. And it was like an 80 degree day in April.
I did that in Texas when we were visiting Brooke, and it was February, and I was like 8 hours.
You were like, whoops, I did that.
Right,
but you know, it's okay.
And but it was okay, and it did go
and
away.
As we now know, our bodies are more equipped to handle that than burning or frying through sunscreen.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah, I think we have a similar skin tone, and that's what I like, because it was more about 7 years ago that I was like, okay, really, like, and not just like sunning on vacation. It was also because we were out of the city too, so it was like way easier to just hop out and get the sun, obviously.
Yeah.
And sure, there's wrinkles and things on my skin, but it's not from the sun. It's just, you know, and I can, I just know that. And, yeah, even going to Hawaii now or the winters, it's like I don't get burned, and I build up the melanin slowly, and that is your sunscreen building up your
it
own
literally
melanin.
Is.
And it's beneficial. There's benefits to that. There's a benefit to having that. And
I can even see that in my two children. One is, you know, 8, one's 3. So the 3-year-old hasn't had as much sun exposure. So I just quickly throw on a shirt and a hat on him because he starts to get enough sun, and I'm like, that's good. My 8-year-old has had very decent sun exposure because I did the gentle exposure as he was younger. And now I have not seen him burn in probably 4 years, not even a tiny, and he never burned. It was just ever so slightly pink, and then I'd put something on him, or we'd just go inside, or we go under a tree.
Yeah.
You know,
shade.
And it's like, it's shade, right?
That's shade.
It's just, that's all it is. It's just warning sign, just get right in the shade. We can still enjoy ourselves, we can still have long days on the beach, we can just, you know, have long days on the lake, whatever it is, just have a tool that's not a lathering of crazy chemicals right on,
long
you know, it's
shirts.
Like, it's just scary. Yeah, long sleeve shirts.
That's a great invention.
So easy. It's it's a great invention.
It's so important for children to get sun.
Yeah.
It's so
Can
important.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Well, the number one cause of juvenile diabetes is pregnant women that don't have enough vitamin D.
Oh my God.
You know.
Right?
Yeah.
That's just
It's
wild.
So, it's like, it's, I think it's almost mind blowing to really think about, like, because we talked about, you know, the prevention of diseases with it, but I think we have to really keep absorbing that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it goes back to when the baby's actually in the womb, mm-hmm. and maybe the mother's not getting any vitamin D at all.
Yeah, because it's easy. It's so easy it's in our so culture easy. Not to, besides right. the fear level. We just don't have the culture that's set up to appreciate the sun. We're just indoors all day in computer screens. Like, for whether you're in school, or you have a job, or you're cleaning your house, like, you know, so much of life is not about sunshine at all. And in ancient cultures, it was like everything revolved around that, because they realized it's the whole thing that's generating life on the planet.
Yeah, every living creature on the planet needs this light in some way. And you know, people, ancient cultures actually worship the sun. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I worship the sun. I named my child Sunny after the sun, S-U-N-N-Y. You know, I was like, is my little ball of sunshine coming?
Totally.
But so pregnant women, that's another
so
really
important
time to be getting ample
you
vitamin
lube
D.
Lube up that belly with, like, everybody loves sunshine, and like, which also is preventing you getting the stretch marks. And then you just offer that up.
Offer it up.
Just
get that on me.
I was like, well, definitely the winter I was pregnant, I was like, we are going away, because I knew I had to keep the D going and all of that.
Okay, friends, here's the deal. In order for us to be radical about our lives, loving ourselves and radiating that love, part of this responsibility is taking action and giving back. If you've listened to any other episodes on the show, you know that I always include a shout out, take action segment. We never really know how much our energy can trickle out and help others, whether it's from a donation of $1, $5, or $20, or donating things you no longer need to someone else in need, or sharing a link with someone who might also want to take action. Right now, there are Indigenous people in Hawaii and more people who are standing with them to protect sacred land. There's a bunch of organizations that are helping to support this cause with a variety of financial donations, legal action, and supplies donating to help those protecting this sacred land on the front lines. One organization that is really standing out, Protect Mauna Kea. I've linked it in the show notes and on the website. They are taking financial donations for the Legal Defense Fund, for their educational program, as well as donations for medical supplies. There's a variety of ways you can take action. There always is a variety of ways we can take action. I've heard phrases from people and friends before that go something like, I'll donate when I'm more wealthy. And I've even thought about this in the past and used that as an excuse in the past. But the truth is, there's no need to wait, and there's always something that we can do, whatever level it is. So head on over to their website, protectmaunakea.net, or grab the link here in the show notes. Thanks for listening. It's time to take action. A lot of people are taught to be scared of the sunshine, right? This is taught at a young age. Don't go out in the sun without sunscreen.
Totally.
How can we start gently sharing our love for the sun and just kind of just helping break that fear that people have that are ingrained in so many people, like deeply, deeply seated thought process around sunshine and safety?
Well, you know, I think if you want to get intellectual about it or really, like, really understand it, that's why I do have that chapter in my book, because I really think we can have this conversation, and I just love going and go look at all the scientific studies and everything to back it up.
Which so is Renegade that. Beauty, just to hit that point home, definitely get Nadine's book, Renegade Beauty, and chapter is incredible. I've read it probably 10 times. It's just like, I love the sun, I just can't.
My favorite I love in that chapter is like a lot the history I love, some of the quotes like by Rumi and Hafiz and different doctors.
Right, we have always had a love affair with the sun.
Yeah, the Hafiz is like, the sun has been my lover for millions of years.
Oh, yeah.
You know. make room for Rumi.
Right.
Or that was FEs. So there's that. I've got a couple of articles on our website for a little bit of a primer.
Okay,
go there
great.
Right now.
Yeah.
Then there you can go deep and like that book by Dr. Bernard Ackerman. I mean, like,
check
know.
It out.
And okay. It undoes like all of dermatology's situation on that. And he's a dermatologist, you know what I mean? From the
I've looked it up. There's lots of doctors now speaking out about this.
Yeah.
In very, you know, scientific, informative ways.
And I think it's also important, you know, that like we have been lobbied into a loss of sunlight, like literally by lobbyists.
Right.
You know, there's a whole system going on there too, because there's money to be made from our fear of the sun. Because it's cheap and cheerful.
It's cheap and cheerful and it's free, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then experiment. And again, if the face is the concern, put on a hat and just start working with every other area of your body. I mean, think your whole backside, you know, there's not going to be wrinkles there.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, so just experiment there, but just feel it. And I also feel like really a lot of people are just happy to have the permission, because most people intuitively know and feel that sunlight is good because everybody's happier and there's just that natural feeling. So most people, when they learn this, they're like, oh, perfect, let us continue on in the sunshine, letting the sun shine in.
Yes, let the sun shine in. Yes, bring in those happy chemicals. It does, it really, like, you feel good. You can't help but have a blast when you're getting a full day of sun or hours out playing in the sun. It really does. It definitely, it's a mood reset.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a day maker. Well, wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you so much for being on the Radical Radiance Show.
Yay.
So happy to have you.
Let's go swimming and enjoy
and enjoy the sun. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Nadine Artemis, check her out, Living Libations on Instagram, Facebook, as well as livinglibations.com, an incredible product line. Once you are hooked, trust me, you'll be hooked. I have been a major fan for many years. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Tune in every week for new episodes and interviews with epic people doing radical things. If you like this show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Spotify and just about everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. Do you have any questions about this episode or a comment? Please send me a DM anytime. I'm at Camille Rosefields on Instagram and the same thing on Facebook. You can also reach me through my website, CamilleRoseFields.com, where all of the episodes live, along with the show notes if you're looking for anything mentioned or a website link. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to mention one more thing. If you are someone who enjoys using plants and fungi as medicine, and you want to learn more about herbs and how they can be used for our benefit in our own bodies, both internally, externally, and all around our homes, my new course, Medicine Maven, is now open for registration and starts in a few weeks. Join me anytime. This course is entirely available through a virtual classroom and comes with lifetime access. Head on over to CamilleRoseFields.com if you want to learn more about this course and join in on the experience. Thank you so much for being here. Again, this is the Radical Radiance Show. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.